completely not attached to movies at all, but as of yesterday, I'm all caught up on Mad Men. No, I finally...
So am I as of yesterday.
Is that right?
I came home from the show last night and watched the last episode. That's so weird.
Sit down, have a seat.
Oh my God, that's bizarre.
I cannot
wait. What a great show.
For the next season.
When does that start?
July something or other. I think we've got another 6 weeks.
I love being caught up before it starts because I'm actually going to watch it this
time.
Right.
This is the first time I'm watching it on AMC and not on DVD.
What a tremendous program that is.
Yeah, that's
good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, how come none of the Mad Men have been in any movies other than, I guess Slattery was in Iron Man 2.
He was, and great. Yeah. Playing the same character, basically. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, John Hamm, he kind of needs a movie career at some point soon, don't you think?
Well, you know, there was talk that he was going to be Captain America, but I guess he passed
on
that.
And they went which one? That sci-fi movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the one with Keanu Reeves.
Right.
Kind of a part in that. Nothing too big, but yeah, they all kind of should be in movies more.
All right, well, that's TV good talk. People. Now we're going to talk about, TV that feels like a really good movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're going to talk about the films here with Mike Schultz, who's the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader and the movie critic there in-house. And it seems like you didn't have that rough of a week. In fact, Taken to the Greek you really liked.
It got rougher.
Oh, okay.
But let's start with the good stuff.
Yes.
For sure. Get Him to the Greek. Fantastic.
Really?
What a great flick.
You really enjoyed it.
I really liked it. It's my favorite movie of the year. Easy.
Really?
Easy. Yeah. Kind of heads and shoulders above everything else.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny. It's
funny. It's really kind of touching. It's strangely moving. Aldous Snow becomes kind of this tragic comic character that you actually kind of feel for at the end. He's Russell Brand. I know you're not a fan.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's super good in this. Uh-huh. Really good. Jonah Hill's is excellent. Yeah, it's kind of a sad movie about growing up as a rock star and realizing that you just shouldn't be doing what you're doing anymore. Basically, it's like, nope, your time has passed. Stop drinking. Stop doing drugs. It's a good flick.
So that is far and away your favorite movie of the year.
I think so. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The only other choice would be that Roman Polanski thriller, mm-hmm. which was really good. But mm-hmm. no, this is my favorite. I love it.
All right.
It
so
good.
Get Him to the Greek gets your highest rating.
Yeah, definitely. What was the other one that I saw that I really liked? What else did I review?
I'm trying to remember now.
I'm having a block.
Well, I know Marmaduke came out. You didn't see that.
I did see Marmaduke. Yeah,
no!
Let's just go to Marmaduke. You know, I got caught up on the cruddy movies I was avoiding. Mm-hmm. Splice. There we go. That's the one that I liked, too.
Now, Splice, you almost really, really liked. You had a couple of problems.
Yeah, just a couple problems. Just a couple little things. The alien beast cloned monster in question just kind of turns into a little too much of a hottie. It just a little bit too gorgeous.
You find yourself kind of falling for the...
That's part of the point of mm-hmm. the thing of the movie, but it made it a little bit convenient for her to be just so drop dead gorgeous that.
See, what this movie reminds me of in the trailers is those Species movies with what's her name,
Natasha
Henstridge.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly what it's like.
Yeah,
actually. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I've already seen it.
Yeah, and you have, I guess.
Really?
You know?
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's well done. It's it moves fast. It's scary. Yeah, it's a good time. I didn't remember it that much, you know, because otherwise I would have jumped right in. But it's all right.
Okay,
it's
so
fine.
Splice, you liked...
Yeah, I had a good time there.
You're not raving about it like you do Get Him to the Greek.
Though. No, but it's good.
And then you did
and
go
then
and see Marmaduke.
I went yesterday, yeah. I went just so we could talk about it today, actually.
Because I was wondering between that and Killers which one you were going to put yourself
in. I saw Killers, too.
I did.
The
Schultz!
I was pretty caught up on my work over at the office, and I said, you know, I got 3 hours. I could actually see both of those.
Oh,
and
no.
So I did.
And?
Just for you.
And?
Marmaduke is pretty freaking terrible.
Yeah.
It's pretty awful. The big problem is that the dogs talk in the movie, of course. And so it's CGI mouths moving and stuff. But their eyes they're just kind of dead dog eyes, you know? And so you're kind of disconnected from the words going, what's going on? It's just creepy more than anything. It's a scary experience. And Owen Wilson, yeah, shut up. Just stop talking already. God. Just incessantly babbles for 90 minutes.
Can the dogs and cats only talk to each other, or do they talk to people?
They talk at people. People can't hear them.
I see.
Okay. And you've got Lee Pace and Judy Greer, who we love as the parents, and they just look embarrassed to be there. They should be.
Yeah.
It's a bad, bad movie. Canine farting.
Okay.
The kids are happy.
Okay.
And then I saw Killers. Which is stunningly bad.
Yeah.
It makes Marmaduke look pretty great.
Is it so bad that you kind of liked it?
Well, It wasn't boring. I'll say that. Uh-huh. Yeah. It keeps your interest just because you can't believe it is going in this bad a direction. The last 10 minutes are about as incoherent and ridiculous as I've ever seen in a major movie. I was shocked. They didn't preview this one for critics last weekend.
Right.
It's always a sign.
Right. That's always a red flag.
Which seemed strange, though, with a Katherine Heigl, Ashton Kutcher thing. You'd think, you know, how bad could it be? Ooh, wow. Stunning. Stunningly bad. Yeah. The first 10 minutes, like, all the dialogue sounds looped. Like, it was, you know, recorded later in the studio. I mean, like, one of those really bad D movies where
really?
You're like, wow.
Really?
Okay. And then by the end, they just chuck the plot out the window. They don't even care. You can tell everyone just threw up their hands and said, we don't know how to end this either. You guys figure it out.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's worth a watch probably on cable sometime just to see how bad this thing is.
I mean, the reviews on this thing, I saw Rotten Tomatoes, it had like a 3% rating.
Wow, okay. And that's about right.
I kind of think if it's that bad, I must see it.
You kind of might have to. Yeah. It's a shockingly bad movie.
I might grab that one out of a Redbox for a buck in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And it's produced by Ashton Kutcher and... boy, what a vanity project. I mean, it's filled with scenes of him shirtless and characters commenting on how he has the best body I've ever seen in my life. It's like, really, Ashton? Just a little humility, maybe, next time around.
Maybe in this scene, people can comment about my rock-hard abs.
Yeah. Every other scene has him wanting to pull out his gun and pull down somebody, and then he hides it back in his back pocket. So you get a great shot of his ass, like, every 5 minutes. It's like, oh, there's another close-up.
Now, see, there's another movie that looks like it's the same movie with Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz.
It looks like the exact same movie, doesn't it?
Yeah. But see, here's the difference. And I don't know that Night and Day is going to be worth a damn.
Mm-hmm.
But at least Cameron Diaz and Tom Cruise, those are movie stars.
Yeah, sure.
Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl,
they're...
God bless you.
They're TV stars.
You're TV stars.
Right.
You don't belong in a big screen.
Yeah. They both kind of irritate me. I was on board with Heigl for a while, but she's just...
Well, we all fell in love with Knocked Up, but what has she done since?
Yeah, Ugly Truth.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, forget it.
Now, what if... And now, Kutcher, what if instead of Ashton Kutcher, it would have been Gerard Butler? Could that have made the movie worse?
That would have made it worse.
All right,
absolutely.
Well, see, I knew
Butler in anything.
I knew we could have made it worse. Is Killers the worst movie of the year?
I don't know. It's got to be up there. Cop Out's still pretty worse. Cop Out still is kind of traumatically bad. And Sex in the City 2 was god-awful. So it's been a grim year. It really has.
Which is what I enjoy hearing. We have two new movies opening in Quad City Theaters today. Let's start with The A-Team. We had Shartlow Copley on the show yesterday, and he kind of walked us through the process and of... what he was doing with the Murdoch character. And I had no idea that the show was as important to him as it was, or as important to ending apartheid, or at least
how
having a
that?
Role in it. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Way to go.
He was telling me yesterday that he's like, you just have no idea how big the A-Team was in
Truly
South Africa.
Truly didn't. Yeah. Seriously didn't. Wow.
Well, in this clip, B.A., played by Rampage Jackson, blames our buddy Shartlow Copley, who blames Holland Mad Murdoch, for his fear of flying. Again, this is the A-Team, which is in theaters as of today.
I ain't stepping foot in any type of aircraft, animal. No gliders, paper planes, ultralights.
Are you ever going to let me live that down?
Nope.
Mexico was a long time ago, and I saved your life.
How about thanking me for not whooping your ass at the hospital? I was an airborne ranger until I met you.
And you chicken out just like...
263 jump.
Just to thank you would have been nice.
And one helicopter ride with you screws it up. Airborne ranger with a fear of flying.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that clip's selling any tickets, but we thank them for their work.
I'm not dreading this one, though. The previews are actually kind of fun. Good cast.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I really can't stand these TV shows turned into movies.
Yeah, enough already.
But this looks like it could be fun.
Yeah. Give it a whirl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to wait to go to rcreader.com in a couple days and see what you say about it, and then I'll make a decision whether or not it's worth my $8 or whatever it costs nowadays.
Sure.
Also opening in theaters today, The Karate Kid.
Can you believe it? It is 1986.
Jackie Chan stars as the martial arts mentor who teaches new kid Jaden Smith to stand up for himself against bullies in Beijing.
In Beijing. Beijing bullies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Better get a body bag. Sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg. I think that is referenced every week of my life. I think every single week I hear a Karate
Sweep
Kid.
Sweep the leg. You have
some
to.
Kind of wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
Something comes
it's a,
up.
It's yeah. a seminal movie
it
in our lives.
It is a great one.
Well, you know, and the thing is, the original Karate Kid, quotes galore, I don't know that I remember any of the sequels. I mean, none of them.
I don't think I've seen any of the sequels, to be honest. One of them has Hilary Swank, right?
Well, that she was the next Karate
Kid. The next Karate Kid? Okay.
There's Karate Kid 2, which takes place in Japan.
That's right, yeah. I don't think I've seen it.
Where they go back to Osaka. And then there's Karate Kid 3, which I don't remember what happens in that one.
No,
and
I know
you've
I haven't
got
seen
the,
that.
The next Karate Kid. So yeah, this is the first Karate Kid movie
in
a long time. Here's a clip. It's in Quad City Theaters today. It's The Karate Kid.
Empty your mind. Flow with my movement. Connect to the energy around you.
I kind of just want to learn the Cobra thing.
Cobra takes a lifetime. It requires great focus.
Well, I have great focus. Oh, my God. Miss Han?
Your focus needs more focus.
Wow. The clips are really getting worse, dude. What's going on?
I don't know. Should we not do the clips? Because
it's like my favorite part, but I'm always disappointed.
Yeah, it feels like lately the clips make me hate movies and hate audio, really. I want to not hear
You
want to
get out of radio now.
Yeah, I just want to unplug the headphones and just listen to a quiet room for a little bit after some of these clips. Well, there you go, Mike. You got the A-Team and the Karate Kid. So I imagine
I'm
going to
feel like a teenager again.
I mean, seriously,
How about that? Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith.
I guess that was destiny. Jackie Chan was going to play that role eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's why they greenlighted it.
Sure.
What if we did, and now sit down, what if we did a Karate Kid movie, wait for it, we give the Pat Morita role to Jackie Chan? Here's a big wheelbarrow of money.
Here's a big wheelbarrow of cash.
Go ahead, make. Now wait for it. I got more. What if the kid was Will Smith's kid? That'll sell tickets. Here's another wheelbarrow of money. And we do it for the foreign market. We shoot the whole thing in Beijing.
It's gonna make a ton of money.
I think you're right.
I'm excited for them.
That's awesome.
Mike, thanks as always for your
pleasure,
time.
Pleasure, buddy. Yeah,
he's Mike Schultz.
Hope Darren feels better.
Are you going to have a newspaper coming out, or is it just all website?
We had
this
a
week?
Newspaper coming out yesterday, so yeah, it'll be a website reviews on Monday.
Hey, and real quick, how are things going with the play art
at the
Curtain Box Theater Company?
We just opened last night, as a matter of fact. It went very well. Thank you very much.
I saw a video thing on another website of an interview with you, and I think that was done in Chinese. I didn't know what you were talking about.
I'm not quite sure either. And I think I was there for it. But
I like too how they interview you and another guy. The other guy says not one word.
Yeah, he just stares at me.
It's just Mike
much as
mumbling.
If, yeah,
it almost
Adam
looked
just
like it
looks
was
at me like he hates me. Yeah.
Yeah, it was almost like they videotaped you guys after you'd been out drinking for a long period.
Yeah,
of time.
And usually we are, and this time it was the middle of the day, dead sober, and I'm not sure what the hell is. I'm saying.
Couple performances over
Strange.
The weekend, though, at the Curtain Box Theater?
Indeed, yeah. Tonight, tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, and then runs till the 27th of June.
And
so
the Curtain Box is in the Village.
Yeah, it's
East
the
Davenport.
Village Theater. Yeah, exactly, right
Definitely,
down there.
Yeah, check that out.
It's a good show, I gotta
our
say.
Our own Mike Schultz playing something other than a movie critic for a little bit.
It's a nice change of pace.
Mike, thanks
say.
For your time.
Thank
We're
you,
David
buddy.
Darren, and this is Rock 104.9.